When air pollution spikes in the Mon Valley, the Allegheny County Health Department issues an alert, at least 20 of them so far this year. Industrial facilities are told to limit their activities. Residents, especially vulnerable ones, are told to limit time outdoors. But what about those living along the Mon River, but outside the valley? And what defines the Mon Valley anyway? 90.5 WESA's Jillian Forstadt looked into it for their Good Question series, where listeners write in with questions about Pittsburgh's history and culture.
Good Question listener Frances Hartnett lives on the south side, just 5 blocks from the Mon. From her window, it looks like a river valley, higher elevation on both sides, water running through it.
But I have a friend who has lived in or near Pittsburgh her whole life and insists I'm not in the Mon Valley, that the Mon Valley is farther upriver.
Whenever Hartnett sees one of those alerts, though,
I pay attention, wishing there were far fewer.
To recap, Hartnett lives in a valley, on the Mon, but not in the Mon Valley? Should she heed those air quality warnings or pay them no mind? To answer that, it might be helpful to address a different question first. Where exactly is the Mon Valley? Different people have different ideas.
I define the Mon Valley as those communities that are located between the city of Pittsburgh and Elizabethboro.
That's Jonna Pro with the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. For the purposes of this story, we'll go with her definition.
And they are all within Allegheny County.
These are places known for the steel mills that once dotted the banks of the Mon River. Back in 2021, the health department created the Mon Valley Air Pollution Episode Rule. It requires large industrial sources of air pollution to modify work practices anytime pollution levels are expected to rise. The goal is to reduce emissions of fine particle pollution and, ideally, lower the risk to public health. But why is the Mon Valley especially vulnerable to bad air quality days? There are a couple of reasons. First, river valley topography, especially on days with temperature inversions when the air closer to the ground is cooler than the air above it. The health department's Jason Marangi says that traps pollution lower down, and the hills on either side of the valley become
essentially barriers that are set up by the river valleys that pollutants can't get out of.
Marangi helped develop the Mon Valley rule. Marangi says the second factor is proximity to industrial sources of fine particles that are easy to breathe in.
And the largest presence of those currently in Allegheny County is at the facilities in that Mon Valley region.
That includes U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works, the single largest coke plant in the country and by far the largest source of particle pollution in Allegheny County. Although Marangi says emissions do escape the valley, he says Southsiders and other Pittsburgh residents see far less air pollution on days when the Mon Valley episode rule is in place, at least according to monitor levels and modeling the county uses. But other models tell a slightly different story. Inside his office at Carnegie Mellon University, Randy Sargent points to a map on his computer. Little dots travel across the screen as time passes.
As we kind of go through the 24 hours, you're seeing emissions from some of the biggest polluters, such as Clairton Coke Works, going all across the south side, across Pittsburgh proper.
Sargent and the team at the CMU Create Lab wrote the model to demonstrate how emissions can travel miles from a source at significant concentrations. He says some temperature inversions keep air pollution low to the ground in one area, and valleys do often trap pollution.
But what you'll see with these inversions is that the pollution can actually get out of the valley and go back to the next valley, go to the next valley over, can go across, you know, Pittsburgh, which is a little higher.
Even if a resident doesn't live in the Mon Valley, Sargent says they're likely still impacted by some of the same particulate matter that triggers a Mon Valley air pollution episode. He adds when industrial emitters are required to reduce emissions, more residents will experience positive effects. That's provided the 2-year-old rule is working the way it should. And the health department says it needs more data to say whether or not that's the case. In Pittsburgh, I'm Jillian Forstadt.